Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talking Brick with Mayor John Ducey.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Phones are open if anybody wants to call and ask a question or share any thoughts about the town. The phone number to call in is 347-426-3543. And I know the last couple times we had the show, it's usually about a half hour. It's from 7 to at least 7:30, and we kind of didn't get any calls until about 7:25 in the last couple minutes of the show. So we did go overtime last time, which is fine. The system doesn't let us go past 7:45, however. But the earlier we get questions, the earlier we can answer them. So don't be shy at the beginning of the show and wait for the last few minutes. As everybody's probably aware, and I'm sure you're aware, we're expecting a big storm tonight. There's up to 10 inches of snow possible. Just to let you know, all of our trucks are going to be out at midnight tonight to salt and calcium the road. And as usual, with every single storm, our plows will go out when there's 4 inches out on our streets. So we're going to be having everybody out there salting the roads as of midnight. And then, once we hit the 4 inches, that's when the plows hit the road. We don't send the plows out before those 4 inches because the plows get damaged, and it's not really worth it to be, everybody can drive through up to 4 inches of snow. And please, everybody, remove your cars from the streets as soon as you can to help the process along. When you leave the cars in the streets, it's not only your car, sometimes your own car gets plowed in, but what really hurts is whoever lives, to the north of your car. Basically that's where all the snow gets pushed, because the plows have to go around a vehicle that's on the road, and it goes right to your neighbor's house most of the time. And that's obviously not fair to have your neighbor suffer just because you forgot to move your car off the street. So please, everybody, remove your cars from the streets as soon as you can. Wanted to let everybody know that all recreation and senior outreach services that are scheduled for tomorrow have been canceled. So everything on Thursday for recreation and senior outreach services is canceled. That includes the pickleball, the preschool, everything, all the activities, recreation, and senior outreach services. And so hopefully, we won't get as much as 10 inches, but it's definitely possible. It's what they're calling for. And I heard just on the way in that we are the actual target of this storm. They're saying we're the bullseye for it, which is similar to that big one that we had. We're supposed to have that one that was supposed to be 26 inches or 30 inches, whatever, and we ended up having the most snow in the state during that one, which luckily was only 11 inches, which is still a significant amount of snow. But again, we are the target for this one as well. Here's a question from April. It's on our Facebook page. What about enforcement of vehicles parked in the street? And I think that's what I was just talking about. Please get your cars off of the street. This way the plows can be able to get the plows be able to do their jobs. also, I'm sorry, and I see April's question is dealing with commercial vehicles being parked in the street. It doesn't matter if it's a commercial vehicle, a regular vehicle, whatever vehicle it is, please remove it. If somebody doesn't remove a vehicle and you know about it, please call our police department. They are the ones who, in fact, enforce our parking laws. Anything on the street, if it's something to do with some type of abandoned vehicle on a property or something along those lines, if it's on the actual property, it would be our code enforcement office. But if it's on the streets, it is our police department. So please let us know about it. We can't, see everything that's going on around town, so we need to rely upon some of our residents to let us know. Talking about last night's council meeting, since we don't have any calls yet, again, please call in 347-426-3543. And last night's council meeting, we had passed two resolutions regarding Traders Cove. It's one of the first things that were on the agenda last night. And the first one had to do with authorizing the town to go out and seek proposals for a private vendor to operate the marina. The reason why we want to do that is we want to make sure we're maximizing our operations out there. We want to investigate to see if it's better if an outside entity does it compared to inside with our own employees and own workforce doing it, or if we could make more money or utilize the facility better by having somebody else operate the marina. So it's going to be a learning experience, and we warned everybody last night. We may just be going through an exercise, but it's an exercise that's very important because we want to make sure we're maximizing our efforts as far as the operation of the marina. And then the second proposal with regard to Traders Cove, it's a lot more exciting than the first one, and it's to authorize the town to seek proposals for private construction and operation of a restaurant out there at Traders Cove. And why? Very simple. Traders Cove, it's a huge financial burden on the township and the taxpayers. The site has cost well over $21 million to buy and develop it, which is more than Blue Claw Stadium. And Blue Claw Stadium, as we all know, is a great facility in the town next door, constantly bringing happiness to the lives of those who go to the different games and constantly bringing in revenue to the town of Lakewood, because they have to actually get a piece of every single ticket that that gets sold there. And the Blue Claws for years has been the highest selling, most well attended single A team in the country. So think about that, $21 million. If we went out to vote about spending $21 million on a park, and specifically a Traders Cove Park, how many residents would have actually approved a plan to spend that much to open up a marina? So we wanted to, that's actually enough money. We probably could have updated every single park in town for that cost. We could have had, possibly a community center and a waterfront park recreation for that amount of money. So there's hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year in debt service and operating costs that go into running that marina and running Traders Cove, and that all comes from the taxpayers. A private operator of the marina would pay the town and would then assume all the operating costs, as opposed to having, go directly through us. But again, we're going to investigate that part of it to make sure it does make sense. So we're looking at the restaurant itself. We did see some estimates along the way here, because a resource building is required for some of the grants that were received for the building of the park. And so we did see some estimates due to the fact that it's right on the water. It's obviously in a flood zone. It needs an elevator, needs to be elevated, of course, pilings. And so we did see some estimates that were as much as $2.4 million to build a building. And I don't want to put that on the back of the taxpayers in addition to the $21 million that's already gone into the park. So that's why we want to have a private restaurant be responsible for building the building and operating a restaurant right there at beautiful water views. We do have a call, a question that came in on Facebook, not a call, but please call. Elaine on Facebook, she wanted to know if garbage should be put out. Yes, garbage has not been canceled for tomorrow. So the snow is not supposed to start until about 3 in the morning. And, from all indications are, we won't be at that 4-inch level where we send out the plows until after the time that the garbage will be picked up. And that's a judgment call we have to make. It's based upon the fact that we want to get as much done on a regular schedule as we can. It's not as big a deal. It's still a big deal to push off garbage by one day. But when you're pushing off garbage by more than one day, then it gets to be a different situation where we have to pick up garbage on a Sunday. Very expensive for the town. So, yes, garbage recycling, put it out. It's we'll have word on our Facebook page as soon as we get word that it's canceled. If you remember the last snowstorm, I believe it was the last. I'm kind of losing track of how many different snowstorms we've had. But there was one where, we didn't hit that 4-inch mark until probably there was like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So the garbage was all picked up on a normal basis, even though it had begun to snow like around midnight, I believe, that night. But again, I'm kind of losing track of the snowstorms. There's been one after another. And some of the things that with these snowstorms that's been very, very difficult is the fact that we've had this freezing cold weather to go along with it. So pushing snow is definitely one thing. When we get above 4 inches, we send our plows out. DPW guys do a great job. We have some outside contractors that are out there as well, also doing a good job pushing snow. But what's really scary is when that ice comes, because some of the snow melts. You know, it becomes a liquid, which then that freezes. And it's been so cold that our salt is not enough to warm up the temperatures until the sun comes out. So thereby, it's very, very icy, especially in the early mornings and obviously in our commute homes. Because the salt solution only warms up, so to speak, 10 to 15 degrees. So what happens is if it's 5 degrees out, and that means with the salt, the warmest the salt will make it will be 20 degrees, which of course is still less than 32, which is less than freezing, which means there's going to be ice on the road. Doesn't matter how much salt you put down, it's only going to raise it 15 degrees. There was a question here from Robert on Facebook. He wanted to know, will BRIC be appealing the FEMA flood maps to lower elevations in the AE zones that are higher than what actually occurred during Sandy? It's an interesting question, but the problem is it's the flood maps are not based upon Sandy. The flood maps that are now becoming firm, and they're in the stage where residents can appeal their findings, was coming out no matter what. Sandy just happened to happen in between, unfortunately, of course, but it had no effect at all on the actual flood maps. They were preliminary maps, as we all know, which came out a few months right after Sandy. They were coming out anyway at that same exact time. What happened is they obviously has a huge impact because there's a lot of homes that are substantially damaged, and now they have to comply with the new elevations. But as far as we did appeals already, and we were able to move over 40 properties from the V zones, get them back into the AE zones. But the actual from there, our floodplain manager's taking a look, and it's kind of incompatibility with her feelings as to what the different zones would be. And it doesn't, like I said, it has nothing to do with Sandy. So the fact that somebody's home didn't flood during Sandy is a great thing, obviously. It didn't have any impact on the actual AE height or the elevation height with Sandy. So the data is something different than Sandy. So it's not, it's not something that we're looking at. But the individuals, I know, if you have a specific question, you can contact Alyssa in our engineering department, Alyssa Cummins, and have your elevation certificate in front of you, as well as obviously your address, and she'll be able to answer some questions and perhaps guide you in the right way if you needed some help with those. Going back to the restaurant component, the restaurants over at Trader's Cove, what we're doing with that is we have something called a request for proposal. It's RFP, and it had to be approved by Green Acres. Green Acres is a government agency that provides money to municipalities, counties, the state to preserve parklands and things like that. So they have the final say over what can be done actually on their properties. As we all know, up in Belmar for the last couple of summers, they've had Chefs International has had a portable restaurant bar on their marina there. They're now building a $3 million building up in Belmar, to have a restaurant there. And Green Acres gave them their approval. They've given us the approval, and that's why we're finally able to advertise it. We've had a number of different restaurants reach out to us, but if anybody out there listening knows of a restaurant and wants to let them know that this is out there, or they know a restaurant is definitely interested, if they can contact our purchasing department here to get a copy of that RFP, because there's various things that have to be followed in it. The RFP is very inclusive, speaks about the size of the building, the type of operation, the hours of operation, it's going to be a great thing. It's going to add to our Trader's Cove experience. There's definitely, like I said, Belmar has one. There's, our town really doesn't. We have the most waterfront property in all of New Jersey, and we have very few outdoor restaurant deck type situations right on our waterfront. There are a few around town, but this is going to be an added jewel to bring more people out to enjoy the Barnegat Bay, have boaters be able to come up and dock and be able to go in and enjoy a meal. Hopefully, depending on what type of RFPs we get back, if there's going to be a banquet center as part of this, it would be a great site to have weddings, obviously a super site to have some type of award banquets, things like that, and just would be an overall asset to our entire town. And, would get this building built by that restaurant, banquet component. And it would provide the town with consistent revenue. It's going to provide us with budget stability. And it's just really going to be an added asset to the town. Going on to also on last night's council meeting. Again, if you would like to call in, please call in with any questions. The better we can have interaction, one-on-one, it would be great. The phones are open at 347-426-3543. So please call in. We can have a conversation about whatever topic you'd wish to speak about. I guess there was another question came in about the garbage. Garbage is on for tomorrow. Garbage and recycling is on. So, yes, if your day is Thursday, put your cans out. It will be picked up. The snow is not expected to be that heavy until after the time of pickup. Also, I guess there's been a couple questions on Facebook about the schools. We have no idea. There's been no discussion at all from the schools yet as far as whether or not they're going to have to do a delayed opening or cancellation. That comes directly from the school. The town has not much to do with it. I just want to remind everybody out there, I do have my own Twitter account. It's at Mayor Ducey, and I do update things as I hear them on my Twitter account, especially when they're weather-related and more topical. I do have a lot of interactions with, a lot of people are always asking me on there, hey, is school closed tomorrow? Is school going to be open late tomorrow? Those types of questions always pop up on Twitter, and I always remind everybody, I don't know until I do know. And once I find out from the school superintendent, then I try to let everybody know as soon as I can. And also, we do the same thing on our Facebook page, the township Facebook page. As soon as we get word from the school as to any activity at all, delayed opening, cancellation, early dismissal. That's not the case with this one, but sometimes it is. We post it. But we don't make those decisions at all. A lot of people don't realize the school is a totally separate entity, as is the MUA, which is our water and sewer. Just a reminder, since we're talking about schools, the sidewalks. Make sure everybody clears your sidewalks so the kids can walk safely to school. We have had a couple of different complaints. One was about the area over by Brick Memorial and by the grade school over there. And also we got some calls in, email in today about Brick Township High School along Chambers Bridge was not shoveled the sidewalks, which forces the kids then to walk out into the street. And they may be walking home because they're required to by law because they live within a certain distance of the school. But also a lot of different parents pick up their children, and apparently some of these pickup spots are out on Lanes Mill Road not really Chambers Bridge, but at least out on Lanes Mill. So please clear your sidewalks. I do have a caller, and I have John on the line. Hello, John.
Hey, Mayor Ducey, it's John Barrett, just calling to say I think you're doing a great job as mayor. I also want to commend you and the governing body as far as preparing and moving forward on a do not knock registry and stickers that you can purchase from the clerk's office to avoid those door-to-door solicitors. And the other point I want to make, you may have spoken about this, is that the new landlord registrations and the increased fines, I think that's a great great thing you're doing in this economic time where we're seeing a lot of foreclosures and a lot of landlords who really just don't care as much as a homeowner would with their house, and certainly ramping up and escalating those fines and enforcement methods are certainly very productive for Brick Township to avoid those eyesores that gather up in township.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Actually, I didn't get a chance to talk about it yet. It was actually next on my my topics of what happened last night.
Great. I wasn't able to make the meeting, but questions. Go ahead.
Yep. So last night we on first reading of an ordinance. It's basically a landlord responsibility ordinance, and it's going to be on second reading on March 17th, and the ordinance will hold landlords financially accountable for irresponsible behavior of their tenants. And what we want landlords to do is screen their tenants. They can do the various credit checks, some background checks to make sure they have people who are going to act responsible next to their neighbors. Unfortunately, we have a lot of situations where there's renters next door to people who own houses or who are renting houses themselves who create a bunch of different problems. And it's really because the landlords are absentee landlords. They don't live in Brick. They have no ties to Brick. They don't have the Brick pride or the joy of that we do with our town and how much we love our town. They don't have that. So they just throw somebody into a rental property and they collect a check, and they don't do anything else with these renters. And that's totally irresponsible, and that's why we call it the Landlord Responsibility Ordinance. Landlords should be responsible, personally responsible for doing background checks, to having proper tenants in their properties, not just being irresponsible and walking away and just collecting a check.
And, Mayor, I would agree with you. In fact, having witnessed or reviewed the council meetings, you have some residents over in Maple Leaf who are out there every week trying to ask for more police services. And, of course, we're all stretched thin in the resource we can provide at the municipal level. But certainly that's another case in point where landlords have purchased properties in a depressed market, put in tenants in there to get government rental assistance checks, and they just walk away from it. And the problems that you have now, and we've had, Maple Leaf is nothing new as far as having problems, but I think those, you know, I would call them a patriot, the gentleman who keeps coming to those council meetings to speak about the problems. I really do commend you and the police force, or you as public safety director, directing the chief of police to basically make sure that we can start to address those problems over at those developments through Brick. So I just want to let you know you're doing a great job and keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Also,
thanks.
Just as part of that, as part of the actual process, the actual ordinance, tenants have to be in order for this financially accountability, tenants have to be convicted of two violations of law in a 24-month period. So, we're absolutely not letting the actual criminals, if you want to call them that, or tenants who are doing these criminal acts get away with anything. In order for this to kick in against the landlord, there has to be convictions. So, meaning they have to be charged. They have to take their own responsibility separate from the landlords. But there's no way we should absolutely let these landlords slide. There's going to be a hearing officer there's going to be a hearing officer on these things, so that the actual landlords they get a hearing. So, for example, if you have one criminal violation, and so what the landlord does is under the terms of his lease, he goes into civil court and he's seeking an eviction, and before he's able to get that eviction for whatever reason, the same person gets convicted of a second crime. What would happen is the landlord would go to the hearing officer and explain, look, you know, the first arrest, conviction happened on, I'm making up a date, obviously, January 1st. I moved for eviction on January 10th. The judge adjourned it. It got put off. It's now March 10th. The guy gets another conviction. I didn't get a chance to get him out. The judge over in Ocean County didn't let me, didn't get this guy out of my house. I tried to move for eviction. The hearing officer is going to hear that evidence and say, you know, this isn't a person that we want to find. This is a person who did what he's supposed to do. He knew there was a problem tenant. He acted responsibly once he knew there was a problem. Just the court system slowed him down. So that's not somebody who we're going after. And it could have been somebody who actually did their job right from the beginning as a responsible landlord, meaning they did a background check and everything came back fine. but then something happened with this tenant. That's not the type of person we're going after. It's the type of people who, like I said, they're absentee landlords. They're sitting there collecting that government check or that check from the tenant, and they're not doing anything despite these ongoing crimes and violations of municipal law that are going on in their properties. They need to be there. They need to be present. They should be responsible and act the way everybody else who lives here in Brick, prideful of their town.
I agree.
Thank you very much, John, for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We do have a question on Facebook. It's about ATVs over in Midstream. Under the state statutes, ATVs are illegal. All-terrain vehicles. These are the four-wheelers. The only time they're not illegal is if it's private property, and as long as they have the permission of the owner. And obviously, they're allowed to allowed to happen. So I guess there's a couple different areas in town. ATVs are not allowed, illegal, except for on private property with permission of the owner. So if somebody knows of an area where they like the ATV and they can get the permission of the owner, they can go ahead. I know there was a couple incidents. I used to be, back before I was mayor, I used to be a property maintenance type of prosecutor down in Berkeley Township. And there was sand pits. I can't remember the name of the company that owned them for years, but it's back behind Blackbeard's Cave, and a big ATV place. And they didn't have the permission of the owner. And one day, it was still an active site for excavation and things. And one day, this kid ended up ended up going off the cliff and paralyzed because it was a new cliff. It was a new hole that was not there before. That they weren't expecting to be there because they had ridden back there so many times, and the kid fell down and broke his neck, unfortunately. So for those types of things, insurance liability issues, all that, ATVs they're allowed, but only on private property when you have the permission of the actual owner of the property. Just going back to that ordinance, what we want to do is just force landlords to be more vigilant in whom they rent to. Like I said, many of the landlords, they're from out of town. They have no civic duty, no civic responsibility to Brick. They're just in it for a quick buck. And we have an obligation to our residents to protect the quality of life that you all enjoy. We want to keep that quality of life high, and this is one of the tools that we can use to do that for everybody. We've been working on it for quite some time, myself and the council, researching it, discussing it, looking at other similar ordinances from around the state. And, what it's based upon is state law. And it's been tested already in the courts, so which is a nice part of it. We necessarily didn't want to be a test case and have to expend legal expenses in order to defend an ordinance. So what we did is we based it upon state law. It's very similar to animal house law, if you've ever heard that. And basically, Animal House is obviously from the movie Animal House. It's usually about party houses down at the shore. Towns such as Belmar, Seaside Heights had them first. They were then expanded over to some college towns such as Stockton and up in Ocean Township and West Long Branch, where Monmouth University is, and a couple other college towns. And then the state said, you know what, the whole state has similar problems, different, not necessarily with college kids partying, but maybe some of the problems we have here in Brick with just some criminal violations going on in these properties. So they expanded it to the entire state being allowed. And so our ordinance is based upon state law. It's been constitutionally checked with previous cases in other towns. So way to go. And it's a way to really help out with the quality of life of our residents, the ones who care about Brick. Facebook, it's from Sandra. She said, thank you for filling in the pothole under the Parkway Bridge via Chambers Bridge on Chambers Bridge Road. And that was the one that I know our business administrator, Joanne Bergen, hit because I was in the car with her. And it's one we got a couple different complaints, I would say about four or five complaints, plus our own complaints here from Town Hall because a number of people hit it besides Joanne. And it was impossible to avoid, so it wasn't like it was something you could avoid. We contacted the county a number of different times, they contacted the contractor. finally, that's a funny story, the county decided to do it on their own, even though it's the contractor's responsibility because we were calling them so much. So the county goes down there. They got the truck out there. They got the cones out. They're filling it. They got a couple guys out there filling the hole. And guess who comes driving up? Was a representative of the contractor with patch to fill in the same exact pothole on the same exact day. So, Sandra, if you were one of the people who told us about it, thank you. We were aware of it, you know, obviously from our own experience because it is close to town hall. You know, any potholes you see out there, please let us know about them. We need to know the areas. A lot of times they are county roads. I know I got another complaint today about Burn Tavern. It's not just a pothole. It's basically a seam that goes the entire length from Van's Isle all the way up to 70. We did request the county on numerous times to repair that or repave it. So we do work on these things. A lot of times it is county or state roads, and all we could do is ask, just like you're asking us. But please let us know where they are, because we just can't be everywhere. We're actually coming up to the end of the show. So thank you, John, for calling in, and thank you for the few questions we had on Facebook. And again, hopefully next time we just get some more callers. It's just much better when you're going back and forth talking about something. Next time is 347-426-3543. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for talking brick, and everybody stay warm and drive safe out there. Thanks a lot.